Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aileen, and today I'm sipping on a fruit smoothie like mangoes, grapes, strawberries, all that good stuff. I ain't had one of those in a minute. But in this episode, I'm going to be talking about Megan's situation, the honeypot, and just what to do when negative things happen to your business or when you do hit that hump in the road. All right, so it's been hot these past couple of days, and I appreciate it, except for when I'm sleeping, because it'll be cold when I go to sleep, and as soon as I wake up, it's like extremely hot. But it's good that it's basically stopped raining. It rained every here and there, but it's good that it stopped raining, because boy, it was raining like for like 2 weeks straight. So I'm enjoying the warm weather, and I'm going to take advantage of it because I have some ideas that I want to put out there. So about Megan's situation. So last week is when it all popped off. She went on live and she was like, I try to renegotiate my contract. Now they won't let me release music. So I was like, contract? Because, all right, Megan is a rapper. And when she started talking about her contract, I'm like, dang, in 2020, people are still in these wild ass contracts and stuff. Like, I know back in the day, people used to get effed over for their money because many people didn't read, they didn't know what certain words were, and you know, they trusted these people. Like, that's back in the day. And we all know these stories that came out about, you know, TLC and how they made all this money, but they barely seen a dime. Tony Braxton going bankrupt and stuff, and just so many more artists. So at first I was like, oh, Meg. And then more information came out like the next day, like basically from when she went live Monday all the way till Friday. So much information came out. So I'm going to summarize it. All right, Megan Thee Stallion, she's a rapper from Houston. Me and her are the same age. We're both 25. And the label that she was signed to was 1501. It's an independent label owned by Carl Crawford, who is I think he's retired, but he used to be a baseball player. So he got money, okay? A lot of people was like, dang, you know, you a billionaire and stuff. You know, why you would? Listen, all right. So So once you retire, I mean, some people, they chill with their retirement and stuff. And some people, they go and branch off into other things. I'm not saying I'm on his side because I'm seeing both sides of the situation. So Carl decided like, hey, I want to do this whole music thing and have these whole artists and stuff. Megan is the only popping artist on the label. So I can see why they trying to hold on. But Carl was like, you know what? I want to do the whole music thing. So he decided to start the label. I think he's from Texas as well, the same place she's from. And he didn't know much about the music industry and whatnot because he's a baseball player. So he decided to team up with this person to help him out with his business. I can't remember the name of the person, but I know the person is acting funny towards him. And I'm not surprised when it comes down to business and stuff, because that's why a lot of people are cautious about who they help and who they let in and, you know, let sign their name on certain papers, because you might think this person is helping you, but really this person is setting things up to where they could either take over or to where they can try to stop you. So Carl, he trusted this person to help him out with his business. He even said it, and I quote, just kidding. But he said it, to summarize the paraphrase. He was like, you know, I was nervous about, you know, just letting this person come in and, you know, just handle my business. So Megan was popping artists. Now, a lot of people was like, oh, if you already have the clout, if you already producing the music, if you already have a fan base, why sign with a label? Listen, because labels will help. Of course, labels help distribute your stuff, you know, and if other people are seeing it, if other people are seeing it or listening to it in different countries and stuff, then a lot of these brands are going to reach out to you. I think her mom was her manager, and sadly her mom passed last year. So these people are going to reach out to you and want to do deals with you. So just the whole distribution thing. And because I know I was listening to Righteous and Ratchet, and he was like, a lot of these TV, like a lot of these TV shows, a lot of these movie producers, like you can produce your whole shit. Like me, I could produce a whole TV show right now and go to these different people and sign a deal just so they could distribute it. They don't have to get their camera crew. They don't have to get no casting, no actors, no nothing, because everything is already done. Only thing they're doing is distributing it to put it out there more. I mean, yeah, you could do that all on your own. That's why many people say stay independent, because eventually, something's gonna go down. But some people like, hey, I want to get this out there, and I know if I'm staying independent, it's going to take me a little bit longer. That's why a lot of independent people end up signing, or they end up bringing people along to help them with their independentness. So like I said, Megan's the only popping artist on the label. So when I first heard about the story, I was like, oh, they're trying to hold on to her. They are trying to hold on to her. Because people try to say she tried to get out of her contract, but all she did was she tried to renegotiate it. As in, hey, let's look back over this and try to see if we could come to a middle. And they were like, no. So I'm like, dang, she can't even renegotiate. I mean, like I said, she's the only artist that are popping on the label. Now, of course, many people are starting to catch on. It's like, okay, they're signing these young artists because they know that a lot of them are just excited to have, to have these platforms, to work with these brands, and to do these music videos, and to be around other artists, that a lot of them are not reading the information. I know Lil Uzi, he was like, I'm done with music. I'm not signing no music. I'm not doing no music no more. And the information came out that he was part of an independent label. And then next thing you know, he signed to one of these big record, Atlantic, Capitol, so, all them people. And then now he's like, oh, I don't even want to do music no more. I mean, he is releasing music, but I think the whole contract thing. And look, a lot of people are about to be scared. A lot of people are going to be scared because a lot of these artists, like I said, they're not reading over their stuff. They're not reading over their contracts. And many, to be honest, I appreciate some of the new artists that are coming out, because a lot of them, they're independent. They're under their own label. They created their own label and stuff. And like I said, you collab to help, distribute and put it out there more. But some of these artists that are so quick to like just to sign their deals and stuff, a lot of them are going to be, what's in my contract? Like, let me read over it and let me see the paperwork. That's why a lot of them be like upset. Like, not the artists. I mean, of course, the artists are going to be upset. But a lot of these people that have these contracts, they be like, what you need to see your contract for? What you need to see your contract for? And that's also why, hold on, let me drink. That's also why they be wanting a lot of these artists to beef. Because if a lot of these artists come together and they start talking, and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I receive this and this and this amount of money. I receive this and this amount of percentage. I receive this and this, and I own my masters. This person will be like, wait, you own your masters? Because many people are like, if this person produces the music, how come they don't own their music and stuff? How come these labels are owning their masters, owning their music stuff? Like I said, read your contracts. I had a whole episode about read your contracts. I think I'm going to do a part two to that, because I'm going to do it for like different things. Because the first one, it was just like, what was it like? The first one, I just did it just for like the basics. But like when money and, your wealth is involved, and especially if you're trying to build wealth and branch off into other things. Yeah. So I'm going to do a part two to that. So like I said, don't be so quick to sign. Read the fine print. That's why many people get lawyers. But, and this is one thing, ooh, I see it so many times. All right, because Carl is black. Megan is black. So most people are like, oh, why are you taking this person to court? Yeah, just the whole thing. Listen, me, I'm all about black people coming up, black people coming together, all that stuff. But y'all also got to understand, because this is even outside of Megan's situation. If I'm holding another black person accountable for their actions, it's not me hating. It's not me trying to stop their flow. It's not, no. Because when it comes down to business, you can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna let you slide because me and you are the same skin color. No. Business don't care what your skin color is. Business don't care if you a little kid or you an old ass adult, all right? If there's something fishy and we can't handle it, you know, we can't handle it outside of court, I'm gonna take you to court. It happens and stuff. Yeah, I can love you, I can rock with you and stuff. But hey, if I gotta take you to court, I gotta take you to court. That's nobody hating. That's nobody trying to stop nobody's back. That's none of that stuff. Cause a lot of people like to be like that when you hold them accountable for their actions or you call out their customer service. And it's like, yeah, me and you, yeah, I'm supporting your black business, but I still want decent customer service. Like, yeah, me and you are the same skin color and whatnot, but you're not gonna be talking to me like I'm your homegirl. Like, I think people are too comfortable when it comes into business, doing business with other people that's the same skin color as them. You gotta keep it professional. All right. So Megan taking him to court, and Megan was like, you know, they low key bullying her. And I can kind of see that too, because outside of her being 25, I can see that too, because it's just Megan. Like, Megan don't really, I mean, of course she has her fans in her corner, but in the music industry, it's really just Megan, because everybody else is looking out for themselves. And I was watching the video, and I've seen in the video that they said there was some shadiness, and that, you know, what a lot of, it was some interesting names that popped up. I don't know these people's names. Like, you always hear names, but you never match the name with the face. But it was talking about some, you know, some people come in for these new artists, take them from their independent labels, and then put them in some shitty contracts. You know, people just trying to get their cut. And I can understand Carl being upset if he's like, yo, like, Megan, like, you know, we've been helping you since day one and stuff, and these people who wasn't even looking in your direction until you started popping are trying to take over. I can see him being upset about that too. I'll be upset about that too, business or not. Because it's like, dang, you know, we helped distribute your stuff and whatnot. You know, we helped you with your music, helped you introduce you to certain people. And then these people that wasn't even batting an eyelash at you are just coming through and just trying to take over. It happens. So in those types of situations, when that type of stuff happens, I think you just got to negotiate and come to a middle. And of course, people talk about shadiness and stuff, that some people don't even want to come to the middle. They just want to 100% take over. I mean, that's when you just have to take your L and move on. Like, it's not even business at this point. It's not even money at this point. Because Carl used to be a baseball player. They make money. So it's not even that the money part, even though he invested so much money. And I want to talk about when people invest in you. If somebody putting money into you, they're investing in you. These people ain't doing this shit for free. If somebody's like, hey, I want to help you out, because eventually I want to be some type of manager, but like, not no like music manager, but I just want to be some type of manager. And it's like, if I'm putting money into you, if I'm introducing you to certain people, just mostly the money part, if I'm putting like money and time into you, people want to see a return on their investment. Period. Like, people want to see a return on investment. I don't care if I'm sitting on Oprah money. If I invest some money, I want to see a return on it. Because I'm not putting $1,000,000 into something just to see $0 back. No. And that's another thing when it comes down to black people working with other black people. Like, you know, the IOUs and the I got yous. Start getting stuff in writing. Start getting things in writing. Make people sign the dotted line. If they don't want to sign the dotted line, then move on to the next. Because many times people just do the verbal agreements. And verbal agreements, they kind of really don't hold up unless you still sign something. Like, you could be like, well, me and him both agreed. And the person will be like, I don't know what you're talking about. So start to get paperwork. Start getting people to sign stuff. Even if you do small investments on somebody. And if somebody invests, and then also this has to do with the opposite sex as well. If a man, is like, hey, I want to help you out. Hey, I'm going to give you some money here and there so you can, you know, to help you out. Because there's guys who've gave me stuff. Then they said they don't want to see, like, they were like, oh, you good. Oh, you're good. Oh, you're good. I said, are you sure? Are you sure? It's, oh, you're good. So, and those are mostly things that were given to me. I know one of my guy friends, he gave me camera equipment. Another guy friend gave me something else. But none of them has never gave me money. They always gave me stuff that was already purchased and stuff. So, but if somebody gives me money and was like, hey, take this, go ahead, do that. I'm going to be like, are you sure? Are you sure? Because it's like, it's some girl out there. She's being sued for like $10,000 by a guy because he's like, he invested money into her to help. And he basically helped her up to be a model, get her on TV shows, get her photo shoots, get her flown out to places. And just, he invested a lot of money in her and she feels as though she don't have to pay him back because she basically treated him like a sugar daddy. But he was like, no, this wasn't no sugar daddy type of situation. You signed these paperwork. And I'm your manager. I'm not your sugar daddy. I'm your manager. So with the whole opposite sex, you got to be mindful and stuff. Get these people to sign paperwork. Now, with Megan's situation, it's a lot. And eventually she went, you know, she took it to court. They signed something so she could still release music. And she did release her EP. And she got some good songs on there. But she did release her EP. And from there on, you know, just have to see how it plays out in court. Like, one thing that's good about her situation is that nobody's, like, calling nobody out their name. They're keeping it professional. Even though Meg said, like, yeah, they're low-key bullying me. Like I said, it's just Megan. And you got Carl. You got other people that are in the music industry and stuff having Carl's back. And the fans are like, oh, my gosh. So they interview Carl, who is the owner of 1501. And he was like, Megan's lying. Because Megan said she signed a deal at 20. And Carl was like, you were 23. Carl said he hasn't been paid in months. And I don't think Megan said anything about that. So, like I said, me and Megan are the same age. So, of course, she's on a different path than me and, like, the rest of my peers. But sometimes when we don't like something or we don't agree with something, we stop paying. If something's unfair, we're hesitant about giving our money. Now, I can say this about, I can say, all right, let's talk about credit. Because you could look through your credit report and be like, what is this on my thing that's talking about I owe this amount of money? So, you know, you're like, I'm not paying that because you don't want to pay on something that is not supposed to be on there. Now, it was like, how does this relate to Megan's situation? I'm just using this as an example. Like, I want to say with student loans, like once you take that loan out, you have to pay it back. And it's just so fucked up. But if something is not right and you're like, hey, because even like, all right, let's take my car situation. Like something happened to my car and I told the people, I'm like, yo, I won't be able to pay y'all because number one, we don't know what's wrong with the car. And number two, it's like, if I'm paying all these people this money and then something ends up actually being wrong with the car, I can't get that money back. And I could have used that money towards something else. I can't get that money back, especially if it's an unfair deal. If I start looking at certain paperwork and I'm like, wait, it says right here, if blah, blah, blah happens, then I'm not obligated to pay. So with her deal, like it's only one person that looked over the contract. And that was the person that interviewed Carl. And there was like, they pointed out some things like, oh, that's wrong. So from what we were told about the deal, it's 60-40. Yeah, 60-40. They get a certain percentage of her tour, her merch, I believe, and whatnot. And Megan owns half of her masters. I don't know how much music Meg has out there. But yeah, they said Meg owns half of her masters. And there were some other things as well. Many people were, they said that for a new artist that Megan's contract is actually good compared to what other artists go through, because many artists sign 360 deals, and that's a new thing now, the 360 deals, as in whatever money you make, we get some of it. So you can make money from doing hair, you can make money from being in a commercial, you can make money from being part of a campaign, you can make money from a performance, you can make money from your album, you can make money from selling clothes, selling makeup, what else? Whatever you're making money from, we get a percentage of. And that's what a lot of new artists are signing, like these 360 deals. Like, especially a lot of these YouTubers, all right? So a lot of these YouTubers, they're signed with these different record labels. And ask me when the last time I heard some music from these niggas. Like, a lot of them been signed to these record labels for like 2-3 years, and they probably have like one EP out or a couple of singles. But it's like, dang, like, how come they're still with these labels? Because they signed a 360 deal. So that's why a lot of YouTubers are still on YouTube, because whatever money they make, they have to send it, you know, they have to send it back to them. And a lot of them, and this happens to a lot of people, like, all they see is the money. Because when you sign a record deal, they give you an advance. So they give you a certain amount of money. They give you a certain amount of money when you sign. And that's not free money. That's a loan. That is a loan that you have to pay back. Many artists get $50,000. Many artists get $1 million. You have to pay that back. So if you mishandling your funds, which I know Megan is not mishandling her funds, because that girl been working, like, and she's in school. That's another thing. That's one thing I fucks with Megan. Like, she has more going on for herself, and she's still in school. The fact that you have a full-time career, you're touring, you do music videos, you know, yeah, did these different war short, and then you're still in school. Even though she says she's only taking 2 classes at a time, she's still in school and stuff. Like, shoot, I couldn't juggle school and even working a part-time job. But the fact that she's still in school, though, I fucks with it. And then one thing I like that Megan said was that when she's done with school, that she's going to open up a facility and hire some of her classmates, because she's talking about how hard it was for a lot of people who get degrees to get jobs, like, after school. Bruh, that's what I'm currently going through. Like, I'm like, dang, is God telling me just to be an entrepreneur and stuff instead of trying to get a job with my degree? So that's one thing I fucks with her about that, though, because that's one thing I want to do as well, like, help people out after school and stuff. Many people struggle, and it's like, we need to help each other out. All right. So even with independent people, like, you can still, you know, you can still get, like, messed over and stuff. Like I said, just get lawyers and stuff. Because someone said that even lawyers are like, I don't even know what some of these words mean. Because there's words in there that mean just the basic stuff. But the word is, so it's a synonym to that word. So you might think, oh, this is a big word. But who finna be up on Google talking about what does this word mean? What does that word mean? What does that word mean? And whatnot. So pay attention to your percentages. See if there's any interest, because I was listening to the Friend Zone, and they had a person up there about budgeting, and she was like, if you pay like the bare minimum, you're just paying the interest. So, you know, sometimes it's good to pay more, sometimes to actually make a dent in what you do. Being an adult is so hard. Oh my goodness. It's just too much. But yeah. See if there's any interest, any percentages that go along. Because I know this one person was talking about they had got a 5-year lease, and they had to pay first and last month's rent. And he said that each year the rent goes up a certain percentage. So they calculated how much the rent would be in 5 years, and he had to pay that as the last month. And he was like, whew. So yeah, even with just basic stuff outside of mega situation, even just basic stuff like houses, cars, you know, camera equipment, phones, all that good stuff. You can't call somebody dumb, because that's when they were calling her. They were like, oh, you're dumb. And then they were like, oh, that's what she gets. She telling girls to use niggas, to treat niggas disposable. Listen, do y'all read y'all contracts? Do y'all read terms and agreements? Do y'all read the disclaimers? When you fill out for jobs, do you read all that paperwork that your job tell you, give you? All right, then. So can't call nobody dumb, because you're probably owned by the company you work for. Just kidding. So moving on, the Honeypot. Honeypot is a feminine care brand. They have pads, tampons, body washes, the wipes. They have sprays. So it's so funny because the ad is like mad old. It was from last month for Black History Month. I've seen the ad plenty of times. So now that Black History Month is over, for some reason people are trying to complain about her ad that she did, because she was like, I want to empower the next Black girl that wants to have a business. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to Target, because a lot of Black owned businesses, especially businesses owned by Black women, are in Target. Like, it's a certain hair care brand that I just found out about from the Natural Hair Show that's in Target. The Honey Pot is in Target. What else? It's this lip, I think called the Lip Bar. They're in Target. So a lot of these small businesses, Target has a program, I believe, or Target had put out that, you know, they want to help, you know, people get their business into retail and stuff. So now that a lot of these businesses are in Target, they done moved on to Amazon. I think some of them are starting to go into Walmart. Some of them are starting to go to the beauty supply store. So shout out to fucking Target. You know, I see y'all. Nothing bad to say about y'all. I fucking see y'all. So the Honey Pot owner was like, I want to empower the next little Black girl. So some people who are not Black, they got mad. I was like, oh, this is racist, which is funny, because Black people don't have the power to be racist, to oppress anybody, to be honest. So like, oh, this is racist. And it's like, why gotta be the next little Black girl? Why can't it be all girls? And I hate it when people say that shit. Anytime, because that's basically erasing the person's message. If I'm saying like, hey, oh, I put these hair videos out to educate Black girls. And it's like, oh, why gotta be Black girls? Why can't it be all girls? Because I'm a Black girl. Of course, I'm a Black girl. So my main priority is going to be the next Black girl. The next girl that looks like me. So they got mad and started leaving negative reviews on her business. And I was like, damn. So as you can see, because it basically played out. So if anybody who has a business, you can see how you can say something that's wrong and people will literally try to tear you down. Like, people didn't know this until a person was like, hey, these people are leaving negative reviews and stuff, giving this person bad reviews and stuff, reporting this person just off of what she said in a commercial. Like, the products are good. The products are fucking amazing. I will give them to somebody as a gift. The products are amazing. I plan on getting more products, but they're currently sold out, because guess what? We found out that people were leaving negative reviews about this business because they didn't like something that she said when she said, hey, I want to empower girls that look like me. And we were like, uh-uh. So people reported the negative reviews. Of course, everybody band together and basically bought all her products. Because it was like, how dare y'all try to tear this woman down off of something that she said was true. We all know that how Black girls get treated. We all know how Black people get treated when it comes down to our business, our products and stuff. So for you to try to tear this person down because you feel some type of way, like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, if I don't like a brand, I'm just not gonna fuck with them. That's it. I'm not gonna try to tear them down, because that's so trash. That is really trash. I won't try to tear somebody down. That is trash. Just move on about your business. Period. Just block it out. That's it. Just block it out. So her products are sold out because we came together and we were like, oh no, you're not fin to do this. So we gave her all our coins. All right. I mean, people do this with Gucci and all, like when these brands be putting out some racist ass shit, some blackface, or, you know, just like I said, just some racist ass shit. They products end up being sold out. And what they be doing is actually bad. Like a black girl saying, hey, I want to empower the next black girl. I want the next black girl to look up to me. That's not racist. That's fucking true. Growing up, I've seen people that look like me handle their fucking business. I need to stop cussing. But I've seen people that look like me handle their business. And I'm like, dang, I want to be like that when I'm older. So it's like, come on now. So she handled it pretty well. She didn't really say much. We basically, there was nothing negative to say. Like, she just like, she said what she said, basically. She's like, I said what I said. I'm going about my business. It was basically fans and other black women that were basically defending her. And she thanked everybody for basically having her products sold out. She was like, thank you so much. Because she talked about how hard it was to even get her product out there. So she was like, thank y'all so much. She just thanked it. She's just so positive. So when you have a good product and when you're just being positive overall and people try to come at you with the negativeness, just handle it positively. Like, positively, I don't think that's a freaking word. But just handle it. Just be positive. Just be truthful. And don't try to, like, drag nobody. Don't try to bash nobody. Because I see a lot of people who have their own business and they deadass be dragging people. And it's like, dang, like, what if me and this person have a little altercation? Next you know, my picture's all on social media and they're dragging me. I think I talked about this before. So just handle it professionally and stuff when negative things come to you. So those are just two things I wanted to talk about real quick. I feel like those, they needed their own little section. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode that I'm going to drop after this. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share. And I will see you next week.